down. Mark chapter 14, and we'll start reading at verse 32. The Bible said, they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up. Let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and scribes and the elders. And he that betrayeth him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And the Bible said that they all forsook him and fled. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight again. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, God, that you would anoint us with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I know that I can't say nothing, God, that's not already been said, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint the words that we speak. God, anoint the ears to hear. Be attentive tonight, God, and receive the word of God with gladness. And we'll thank you and praise you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach us a little bit tonight, if the Lord would help us. Amen. On quick decisions. Amen. Quick decisions. I've heard a story before, and most of y'all have heard this story, kind of a joke to it. And I'm not one to always be cutting up in the pulpit. But y'all have all heard the story about the fisherman that was catching all the fish, hadn't you? And the game warden asked him, you know, what's going on with you? And why are you able to catch all these fish that you're catching? And the man told him, well, why don't you come with me someday, and I'll take you fishing. And we know that the game warden went fishing with him one day, and y'all fishermen's are like this, won't you? Praise God. But as he took, opened up his tackle box, and he got out a stick of dynamite, and he lit that stick of dynamite, and he threw it in the water. Amen. And we know what happened after that, don't we? Amen. And the game warden began to say, hey, you can't do that. Amen. You cannot do that. Amen. I'll put you in jail. Amen. I'll charge you with everything I can charge you with. Amen. Oh, my, what happened, though? Amen. He lit another stick, didn't he? And he put it in his hand. And he said, well, amen, are you going to talk about it? Or are you going to fish? Amen. Praise God. I believe tonight that, amen, the game warden was, amen, made, a, Solomon was brought from being an observer to being a participant real quick, wouldn't he? Amen. How many knows tonight that, amen, all of us, amen, have, amen, we are, there's decisions that come at us. Amen. All of us are faced with decisions in life, amen, every day. Amen. Most of them, amen, are decisions, amen, that require, amen, a quick decision. Amen. They require us to respond, amen, quickly. Amen. There's been times you know that have traveled across the country. There's been times, amen, that somebody will do something that you are not anticipating upon the road. Amen. And when you're pulling something that weighs, amen, 19,000 or plus pounds, amen, it takes a lot to get that stopped. Amen. And your, amen, your response, amen, to their sudden action, amen, can be very critical. Amen. It can be just a split second, amen, of the decision that's made, and will determine, amen, such a great outcome. Amen. Oh, I remember how one day I got off the school bus when I was still, amen, in school. I believe I was in a middle school, I think it was. And I got off the school bus and I was walking up the hill and I heard a sudden commotion. After the bus was gone, I looked through the trees there. There was a hill right by our house. And I looked and I saw a red vehicle. And I thought, well, my grandpa drives a red vehicle. And I went out and by the road there, and I saw that it was his truck. It hit a car head on, amen, right after the school bus had passed. And after it was all said and done, and Grandpa got to talking about it, amen, he said that he hadn't had a wreck in all these years. Amen, all these years of driving. Amen, since he got saved and quit drinking, amen, he hadn't had no wreck. Amen, but he got to talking about what happened. Amen. And the lady was trying to go in the driveway just right up from our house. Hey, when he was coming home from work, he thought, well, she's going across the road. I'll just take and go into her lane. Hey, but it came from hitting her. Hey, but she was already in his lane. Well, that quick decision, hey, but he didn't know. Hey, but she was going to think about the same thing. Hey, but and bam. Hey, but there it was. Hey, but a quick decision it needed. Hey, but all my, but the response given, amen, caused a great crisis. Amen. Oh my. Oh yes. Amen. In our text here tonight, amen, Jesus and his disciples, we know they've just had the Last Supper. Amen. We know that they have sung a hymn. Amen. They have went, amen, into the Mount of Olives. Amen. The disciples are told, amen, when they come to Gethsemane, amen, you sit here, amen, while I shall go and pray. Amen. Oh my. Oh, we know that Jesus continues a little further. Amen. He takes Peter, James, and John with him. Amen. They get to the place in which Christ tells him, amen, tarry here, amen, and watch. Amen. Oh my. We know the story. We know what happens. Jesus prays the prayer that we all know. Amen. Oh my, if it be thy will, amen, let this cup pass from me. Amen. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. We know Jesus returns and he finds, amen, Peter and James and John sleeping. Amen. He finds them. Oh, their bellies are full. Can somebody say amen? Oh my, I said their bellies are full. Amen. They've had a full week. Amen. And now they're laying down. Amen. Now they're weary. Amen. Now they're tired. Now they're worn out. Amen. And Jesus says, amen, could you not watch with me? Amen. Just 1 hour. Amen. Could you not watch? And could you not stay awake? Amen. With me just 1 hour. Amen. Oh, my. Praise God. I was praying with a brother one time. Amen. Us, you know, coming up and we trying to find, young preachers to yoke up with. And, amen, trying to find Jonathan, you know what I'm talking about. And I ran across this one brother, and he is,
He was my dear friend for a long time, and after a while, he kind of, amen, fell out of fellowship with me a little bit. Amen. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's a necktie or something. Who knows? Amen. Oh, something simple as a wholeness necklace. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my, let me preach here a little bit. Can I? Amen. Oh, my, but he told me he'd come to my house, and I was trying to show him the churches in the area and all that, and I fed him every night. I was an evangelist myself. I just thought, you know, I'm going to do what I even would want to be done unto me. I know we took real good care of him. Even one night he said, "Brother, hey, I feel like we ought to go to the church and pray a while." I said, "Well, let's go." And we'll go. And he said, "Well, we'll pray just as long as we can." Amen. We got there and we decided, well, it's already about 10 or 11 o'clock. And we'll pray at least about 4 o'clock in the morning. Amen. I jumped in there. Amen. I said, "Oh, yes, Lord." Amen. I got to praying. Amen. About where am I preaching to you? Amen. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. Amen. That brother laid over there and he said, "Oh, God. Oh, God." You know what I'm talking about? Brother Bill Houston tells of a man, I don't know, might have been some of you, who knows? Amen, preacher, amen, knocking on his door 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and hey, let's go pray. And all it did was laid over there. Amen, said, "Oh, God." Amen, Brother Houston said, "If I hadn't known this, I'd just stayed the trailer, amen, and stayed at the motor. Oh, I'm meddling now, ain't I? Oh, my." Amen, but he just laid over there, and he just grunted and growled, and grunted and growled. I know there's times like that. Amen, but I got a point to make. I prayed just as hard as I could. Amen. I run from one side of the church to the other. Amen. I walk the aisles up and down one side or the other. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what. Amen. It got to the place though. I got wore out. Amen. I got tired. Amen. I got over there. Amen. I was trying my best to stay awake. Amen. I finally fell asleep about the last 30 or 40 minutes. And you know what he said, don't you? He stayed awake. Amen. Oh, would you not watch with me 1 hour, and can you stop pray, and can you not stay with me? Hallelujah. Amen. I feel like preaching to you here tonight. That all right? Hey, when Jesus comes to Peter and James and John and they're asleep, oh my, he wakes them up. What does he tell them when he wakes them up? Amen. He said, he gives them instruction here. He said, "Watch ye and pray." Oh my, watch ye and pray. Amen. Watch ye and pray. He was telling them that there is a decision that's coming. Amen. There, amen, is a crisis that's coming. Amen. And it is going to need, amen, a quick response. And it's going to have to be the right one. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my, we know what happened. Amen. Jesus wasn't gone very long. Amen. And he went back to sleep. Oh, my bellies are full. Amen. The chicken graveyard. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what. Amen. They're sleeping. Amen. Jesus comes to them the third time. He said, "Sleep on now." Amen. And oh, as Jesus was talking in verse number 43. Amen. The Bible said that immediately. I said immediately. And while he was still talking. Amen. Here they come. I'm telling you what. We know what happened. And Peter got up. He drew his sword. He took the ear off. Hey, remember what happened to the rest of them? And the Bible said in verse number 50 that they all fled. Amen. Oh, my, I'm telling you what. Amen. They went from being observers to being participants real quick, didn't they? Oh, yes, they did. Amen. Oh, my, what a quick, amen, what a crisis, amen, that needed a quick decision in the right way, amen. I thought tonight, amen, we are not exempt, amen, from these crises that come into our life. Amen, young people, amen, you're not exempt, amen, from that boy walking up to you and saying, "Hey, amen, why don't me and you go out on a date?" Amen, boy, you're not exempt, amen, from that girl, amen, like Brother Tabor talked about this morning. Amen. Bobbing her hair at you. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, you're not exempt. Amen. The devil will do everything he can. Amen. To bring a crisis into your life. And it'll cause you to fail. And it'll cause you to lose everything that you've ever worked for. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. The devil. Amen. Oh, my. He'll send us crosses. Amen. Yes, he will. We're not exempt. Amen. The Bible tells us so. I know that most of us, amen, live in this place. Amen. Where we think that, boy, we're just 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Are y'all here tonight? Amen. I hope you are. Amen. I'm going to preach to you here. Is that all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, when a man thinketh that he standeth, amen, take heed lest he fall. Amen. Let me tell you what, tonight, amen, you need to realize, amen, there's going to be something. Amen, there's going to be peer pressure. Amen, there's going to be something that comes up. Amen, oh, that you're going to need. Amen, some help on. Amen, we don't see Peter amen, say, well, let me pray about cutting this ear off. We don't see him praying and said, oh, my, amen, can I get some help? Amen, oh, we don't see that. And we see them rising up and doing whatever they feel like doing. Amen, let me tell you what, tonight, if you do what you feel like doing, you may end up lost. You may end up in hell without God, amen. Oh, my, amen. Well, how, preacher? How, amen, do we keep, amen, from making these errors in these times of problems and troubles? Amen, when temptation comes our way, amen, the Bible tells us that there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Amen. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with a temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. Oh, my. If you're falling into temptation, amen, your, amen, faith is not, amen, completely in Christ. Come on now. Every one of us, amen, from the most sanctified to the least, amen, has reached that place of temptation that we failed in at time or two. Especially as a younger Christian, have we not? Amen. Oh, my. And whether it was sin in my home, whether it was sin in my family, amen, sin still sin. Amen, you still get to the same place. I'm telling you what. Hey, oh, my, you got to realize tonight, amen, the devil, amen, is trying his best, amen, to send that crisis your way. Amen, that will take your faith from Christ. And but Christ has given you instruction, amen, on how to deal with these decisions. Amen. He told the disciples, amen, to watch and pray. Amen. I feel like preaching to you tonight. Is that all right? Hey, I said watch and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The brother preaching tonight about being sober. Be sober. Amen. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Watch. Be sober. Amen. Be sober. Can I preach there a little bit more tonight, church? Amen. I'll try not to hold you much longer. Amen. But young people, let me tell you something. I know that we can have friends, amen, that might be in the world. Amen. When you get saved, you ought not to make them feel any worse than you did. Oh, I'm messing with some of y'all's theology, ain't I, a little bit? You ought not treat them bad. Amen. Now you, amen, you probably can't go the places they used to go. They go. Amen. And you don't need to have all the fellowship with them. Come on here. Amen. Because the Bible does tell us, amen, to be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. Our main fellowship ought to come from the people of God. Amen. Our main fellowship. I've got friends that are lost. Amen. But oh, I don't go to their house every Friday night. I don't go to their house every Saturday night. Amen. I, amen, have found out, amen, that if I yoke up with people, amen, of like precious faith, amen, they will help me watch. Amen. I said, they'll help me watch. Hallelujah. Amen. My Brother Green, Sunday school teacher at our church, amen, told us about on Sunday morning about his son and how that, amen, he told his son, hey, his son used to be petrified of snakes, any snake, black snake, rat snake, any kind of snake. Amen. Brother Green said, kind of acted like his wife a little bit. Amen. Sister Green, amen, any snake's bad. Amen. Well, he got a place and time, is able to teach his son and Brother Corey, amen, on how to identify, amen, a good snake from a bad snake. And he done that, amen, in order that when he come across that bad snake, that he was able to identify it. He was able to tell his daddy where it was without getting all bent out of shape about it and screaming and hollering and jumping on it, making it even more rowdy. Amen. Amen, son, you tell me where the snake's at. Amen. So I don't get in it, and I'll do the same thing. Amen, I'll tell you where the snake's at. Amen, I'll show you. I'm telling you what tonight, young people. Amen, Jesus has told us, amen, to watch. Hey, I said be sober and be aware of your surroundings. Amen. Oh, I know what's going on. Amen. Pastors, y'all here tonight? Amen. How many of y'all, amen, tried to tell somebody what to do in the church? Amen. They didn't like it. They didn't like it, did they? A lot of folks don't like it. Amen. Why? Amen. It goes against their grain. Amen. It goes against what they want to do. Come on here now. Oh, yes. Amen. These times I've tried and I don't rule with an iron fist. Some folks told me I did. Amen. Oh, I just believe in truth. Amen. I've helped so many people, amen, in my community that smoked cigarettes. Amen. And had all kinds of problems in their life. Amen. Trying to love them, trying to care for them. Amen. But then some people, amen, that thought this, amen, holier than, you know, even the pastor. Amen. Oh, my, they thought they'll be able to tell me what to do. I just don't stand for stuff like that. And none of you wouldn't either. Amen. Let me tell you what. Amen. People, they take, amen, and they don't want to hear instruction no more. They don't want people to tell them. Amen. But the whole reason for us to tell them, it's not so we can look good. Amen. I had people accuse me. You're trying to build a kingdom for yourself. You're trying to control people. Amen. No. Amen. I know there's a hell, and I know there's a heaven. And I tell you what, I want to try my best, amen, to get people to heaven and away from hell. Amen. Oh my, praise God. I've tried to tell folks, amen, hey, amen, I've tried to smile at them when I did it too. Amen. They still said I was mean, Brother Birdsong. Still said, amen, you're mean. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, to obey them. They have rule over you. Amen. Because why? Amen. That word there. Amen. They watch. Amen. For your soul. Is that what they do? Amen. They see where you're about to slip. They see where you're about to fall. They see where you're about to go under. They see, amen, that Judas is coming. There's going to be a kiss. And the commotion is on. I'm telling you what, tonight, there's going to be a decision to make. There's going to be a crisis to come. And we're going to have to be able, amen, to stand against it. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Don't want people to watch for them no more. Amen. That girl I told you about tonight, I'm telling you what, she has submitted herself. Amen. To the pastor and his wife. Amen. Anything she thinks is questionable, Brother Birdsong, she asked us. Amen. She texts and says, hey, or she calls and she said, what about this, preacher? What about this? Amen. Sister Samantha, what about this? Amen. Is this wrong? Amen. Am I to get rid of it? Amen. What am I to do with it? Amen. I know, amen, people in my church, amen, they don't know, amen, the hours, amen, that's been spent, amen, trying my best, amen, to watch over her. I'm telling you what, amen, I ask my wife every day, amen, have you talked to Jessica today? Have you been in contact bag with her today. Hey, oh my, there's some folks, hey man, they don't want that kind of looking. They don't want people to watch over them. Hey, when they want to be able to slip out in the darkness of the night. Hey, when they want to be able to get out. Hey, when they don't want the preacher to know that they slipped off to the movies. Hey, oh, it wasn't Charlie Brown either. I'm telling you what, that's bad. Hey, I'm telling you what, tonight. Hey, but oh, they don't want you to know about that. On the way out of church on Tuesday night. And say, oh, hey, man, we was down there at the local, hey, man, sports bar watching television. Boy, ooh, I hope this don't get back, amen. I'm preaching, hey, I believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch. They don't want you watching for them. Don't think you care about them. Amen. Oh, you do. Amen. You do. And you cry about them. And you worry about young people. You understand that I have these youth pastors. Amen. These pastors. Amen. They're caring about you. When they say, hey, watch where you step. Amen. They're trying their best. Amen. To get you from making a bad decision. Amen. Oh, my, watch out. It's a whole lot easier when we got folks with us. Amen. We're accountable, as Brother Gabbard said this week already. Accountable. Oh, my, accountable. Accountable. Hallelujah and everything. Accountable. Praise God. Oh, my, every once in a while, young people, you ought to take your tech, your phone to your mom and dad and let them see that thing. Come on now. Amen. You ought to let them go through your tech to you and mom and dad. They ought to let you. You ought to just do it. I don't want to be prying into their personal business. I tell you what, if they ain't married, there ain't nothing personal in between that thing. Amen. Come on here. Oh, my, I'm meddling again. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, we're watching and we're trying to warn folks. Amen. That's what Jesus did. Amen. He said, watch. Amen. There's a crisis coming. Amen. But he also, amen, didn't just tell him to watch. He said to pray. Pray. Amen. Pray. And when we're watching where we're going, it's one thing. Amen. But when we pray and ask God which way to go, it's another thing. Come on now. Amen. There ain't a whole lot of watching to do when you're doing a lot of praying. Praise God. And because the Spirit of truth, when He's come, He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Amen. I'm telling you what, when you pray about it and say, God, if it's your will, amen, God should have done it. Amen. God should have talked to that person. Amen. I found out last night, Sister Jessica brought a boy to church. Can somebody say amen? Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brought a boy to church. Hallelujah. Amen. She's been talking to this fellow a little bit. Amen. Met him sometime before she really dedicated herself to the Lord. Amen. He's been after her a little bit. Amen. And she's, you know, well, he's an assembly boy, amen. And it ain't the kind, it ain't the wholeness kind either. he's a little off kilter. And she told him, she said, listen, she said, I cannot date you. She said, I cannot talk to you as a boyfriend. And she said, because, she said, when I get married, she said, I'm going to my church and I'm going to raise my children in my church. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my. Amen. She's talked to us a little bit about this guy. Amen. And my wife, you know, like people that really, amen, knows you're watching after them, you ain't got to lay it all down to them. You just say, well, what do you feel like? Amen. Because she's been praying about it. Amen. Well, how do you feel? Amen. What do you feel? Amen. And she said, well, I know I can't do it. I know I can't do it. I know I can't do it. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. She's praying about it. Amen. God's a showing her. Amen. God's a dealing with her. And it's a whole lot easier. And when folks will pray about something, hey, oh my, I hope he'll get saved. I hope he'll get redeemed. I hope he'll want holiness. Amen. I tell her, I believe with all my heart. Amen. If he don't want it, amen, she's went far enough already. Amen. To stand the crisis. And because she's been a praying. Hey, I said she's been a praying. Amen. She's been a watching. Hallelujah. Amen. Where are you at tonight? Amen. The crisis is coming. Amen. It happened this week. Amen. Right after camp meeting, the crisis will come. Oh, right now. Amen. David's in battle. Hallelujah. Right now. Amen. It ain't never hot in here till you get started preaching. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my. Amen. Y'all agree with me, don't you? It's cold in here till you start preaching. Amen. Oh, my. Praise God. But amen, when we look at this tonight, amen, and we, amen, know that right now, amen, we're here among brethren. We're here among each other. Amen. Oh, my, we know we're going to hold each other up. And we know, amen, we're going to do our best, Brother John. Amen. If I, amen, see you struggling, amen, I'm going to try my best. Amen. I come pray for you. Amen. If I see you're in need, I'm going to do my best to try to pray for you. Oh, yes. Amen. But next week's a-coming. I said next week's a-coming. Amen. You're going to have to be able to stand the crisis. But the only way you're going to do it is to watch. The only way you're going to do it is to say, I don't want to go. No way. Amen. Pray about it and say, God, if it's your will, amen, show me this and show me that. Amen. People say, I wouldn't ask the Lord to show me anything, you know, amen, as far as like a fleece or something like that. I'd sure rather ask for all kinds of fleeces. Amen. Go to heaven, wouldn't you? Amen. God, would you lead me? God, would you show me? God, would you protect me? God, would you help my brethren to watch over me? Would you help me to be submissive when they say, hey, amen, you're walking the wrong way. You're going the wrong direction. Amen, you're getting a little too far out there. Amen. Praise God. Here a while back, we was about to have, amen, something, a kids' crusade. Brother David Trewitt and his family. Amen. They're wonderful people, aren't they? And they've helped us so much in our little town there. We've got a lot of Hispanic people there, and 90% of our bus ministry is to the Hispanic people there. Amen. They speak English. That's a good thing for me. Wouldn't you hate to hear me speak Spanish? Amen. Praise God. We was having a kids' crusade. And Sister Jessica, amen, I ain't used her in a while. Her ears are burning, but I always got permission from her. She's good with this. Amen. But she had planned to go with her friend on Friday that she don't have a lot to, their friend don't have a lot to do with her. It was actually the girl that brought her to church. Don't have nothing to do with her much now because Sister Jessica has submitted herself to God. Amen. The other girl's running from God. Amen. Well, this girl said, hey, amen, Friday night, let's go do something. Amen. Sister Jessica told my wife on Thursday night I'll be there. Amen. Friday night. Amen. I'm not going to be able to be there because I've already made plans. And my wife, like she does, she's good at this. Amen. She's a wonderful pastor's wife. Amen. She just kind of looked at her and she said, you know where you need to be. Amen. You know it. And we was going to McDonald's like all saved people do after church. Amen. And we was going to McDonald's, and she said, I kind of tell. I said, what's wrong with Jessica? And she's kind of got that little, amen, chip on her shoulder a little bit. And I said, I had to kind of tell her what she needed to do. And I said, all right. Amen. I was hoping. She's good with that kind of stuff, though. Amen. And I said, okay. And we got there, and boy, amen, just a little bit of time passed. Amen. Things kind of got lifted up and lightened up a little bit. Amen. And before you know it, amen, she said, I'll be there Friday night. Amen. I'll be there Friday night. Amen. Her mom and dad had already planned a birthday trip. Having to take her to Orlando on Saturday. Amen. She gets up on Saturday. Amen. And we're supposed to be at the church now. And we're supposed to be there. Amen. Oh, the devil trying to put all kinds of plans. And right there in her way. Amen. But you know what? Amen. That morning, here she comes. Amen. Driving up in her car. Amen. I said, where you? Ain't she supposed to be somewhere else? Amen. She said, I found out this morning that mom and dad are going to go over there and drink all day long. Amen. They're going to take their friends with them. Amen. I was going to be their designated driver, and I wouldn't do it. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what, church. I'm talking about the crisis coming. I'm talking about problems coming. I'm talking about temptations coming. Amen. Times come in which we need, amen, to be watching and praying. We'll never make it, church, unless we continue to watch and pray. Let's stand tonight. Amen. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Amen. Look and pray. Look and pray. Amen. Be ready. When the preacher says there's a snake in the grass right there, be willing to say, okay. Amen. I'm going to stop right now until I get further instruction. Amen. I'm not going to go do anything else until I get further instruction. Amen. She's not the only one at the church that obeys, amen, the authority there. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. We've kind of dwindled. Better not go there. Amen. But, and folks, they listen. Amen. They listen. Praise God. They want to take heed. They want to take heed. I know you're standing tonight, but let me tell you about another situation just real quick. Amen. This fella came to us in one of our outreaches there in the community. Didn't have nowhere to live. We said, you can live here, amen, for a couple of days. And I found out his need, and I told him, well, we'll leave here and live here. The only thing the church was paying for is air conditioning running. Amen. I was feeding him out of my own pocket. I was paying his bills out of my own pocket. Amen. Trying to help him get back on his feet, get back to where he could get through some of his expenses. And for the first month, seemed like everything was going good. Seemed like he was doing really good. Everything was going the right way, and he was listening to me. And at times he'd come to me with situations, and he'd come to me one day and say, can I have a TV while I'm here? And I said, no, you can't have no TV while you're here. Amen. And I did my best, amen, to smile at him every chance I could. Amen. And just I didn't want to make him a diabetic. Amen. Amen. Feeding him all that sugar, but I was trying my best. Amen. To love him. Amen. Trying my best to love him. Amen. And well, there come a time that he said, I'm going to go. I feel like I need to go up here and see my mama in Brooksville. And I said, all right. All right. That's what you feel like you need to go see her. But something in my heart said there's something wrong. Something wrong. And I was out there that day, and I can't remember what I was doing. I was out there working, I think, trying to get the parsonage ready to move into. And I slipped over there, amen, to my office, and I said, I got to pray about this a little bit longer. And I got to praying about it, Brother John. Amen. And the Lord kept telling me, amen, try to discourage him from going. Try to discourage him from going. Amen. I brought him into my office. I said, listen here, Steve. Amen. I don't want you to go. I feel like there's something bad going to happen if you go, Steve. I feel like that something's around the bend. Amen. I was trying to watch for him. Amen. I told him why he was there. Just come in and live here. Pray, read your Bible, get close to God. Amen. How many of us would like to do that tonight? Amen. Not have to go to work tomorrow. Just live at the church and pray and read your Bible. Amen. Oh, my, but he wasn't doing none of that. And he said, I'm going to go anyway. And I said, all right, you're 50 years old. You do what you want to do. And what am I to stop you? Amen. He went, come back in a week. Everything acted okay. Amen. But after a couple of days, amen, he wasn't the same Steve. He wasn't the Steve that's getting up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen, going and feeding the neighbor's chickens. Amen. He wasn't that kind of man no more. Amen, he's sleeping all the day long. And Brother Birdsong, he went back and got his prescription. He went back and got his prescription. Amen. God was a dealing with him. God was a dealing with me. Hey, watch out now. Here's, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. He stayed with us another month. One day, amen, he jumped in a rage. Amen. Oh, I was out cutting the grass, and I dealt with him about doing some things a little different. Amen. And he got out there, and he jumped up on the lawnmower, and he was screaming and yelling at me in the churchyard. I said, all right, Steve. I said, come on, just cut the mower off. Let's go get your clothes. And hey, man, you're going to have to get out. I can't have you living here. And if you're going to be like that. Well, I got back to the church, brother. Hey, when I called another brother in to talk to him. Hey, when I was trying my best to salvage him. I was trying my best. Hey, man, to get him to realize. Hey, man, hey, I was doing the wrong thing. Well, if things settled down, I let him stay there a few more days. Hey, man, until finally he came back. Hey, man, I was going on somewhere, and I came back, going to youth camp, came back home. Hey, man, and he was gone. And he came back that Sunday afternoon, and he walked in. I told my wife. My wife said, "You need to put him out." Hey, man, need to put him out. And I said, "I think he's on his way out." Feel like the Lord, hey, man, gave me a dream this week. I feel like he's on his way out. Hey, man, God's relieved me of the burden for him. Hey, man, he came in there that afternoon, and he said, "Brother Scott, I'm coming to get my stuff. I'm leaving." He had a girl with him. Hey, man, we was talking a little bit out there. Hey, man, he jumped up. He cussed me right there in the fellowship hall. Hey, man, I'm telling you what, he is rough. Hey, man, I was just trying to help him, church. I was trying to get him to the place and where he really gets saved. Hey, man, I was trying to treat him with kindness. I got to talking to him about the dream I had. Hey, man, and the girl that was with him. Hey, man, went and got in the car. Hey, man, I went out to the car in a few minutes and tears was running down her face. I'm telling you what, God, hey, man, had his number. Hey, man, God, Brother Birdsong, hey, was trying his best. Hey, man, I didn't know, but God did. I didn't know, but she did. I didn't know, but he did. And but God was trying to save him, amen. Hey, man, he was in his crisis. Hey, man, somebody was watching for him. Hey, man, but he wasn't doing no praying. He wasn't doing no praying. Hey, man, young people tonight, it's very important for you to listen. It's very important for you to watch. It's very important for you to pray. Hey, man, I know we ain't got very long here tonight, about 30 minutes into the main service. Hey, man, but I'd like to know, hey, man, would you like to come? Hey, man, maybe there's a young person in here. Maybe somebody real quick, run, right into the piano. Maybe Brother Chad, amen. Hey, man, just run. You can run, amen. I know you can. Run. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, man, let's have a little altar call here tonight. Hey, man, I'm telling you what, church, there's a crisis. Hey, man, it's just around the bend. Hey, man, some of you at this youth camp, I feel the Lord talking to me right now. Hey, man, some of you have thought, you know what, I'm having a good time. Everything's going good. Hey, man, this camp meeting, everything's going good. Hey, man, but you've already had the text from the friend. You've already had the call and the pull of the world. And the devil said, you know what, in a couple of days, this won't be going on no more. Hey, man, just be me and you again. Me and you on the rooftop. Hey, man, nobody's looking. Nobody's looking. Amen. Oh my, would you like to come this tonight? Would you like to come? Amen. God's a dealing with you. Would you like to come? Amen. Let's find ourselves a place to pray for a few minutes here tonight.